Hi!
Hey, welcome in 5 minutes in English.
So, nowadays, the production of energy is one of the most important issues scientists have to tackle. So, today we are going to talk about the fusion energy, and we are going to answer the following question.
How and why is the nuclear fusion energy near limitless?
China has built an artificial sun, which is supposed to produce energy by making fusion between atoms, just like the real suns. We are going to use it as an example. We are going to answer the quiz question.
What is the matter used for the nuclear fusion of the Chinese nuclear sun? Today, we also invited a special guest, a worldwide known famous scientist who received the Physics Nobel Prize last year and just wrote a book about this Chinese artificial sun, Mr. Jacka.
So, to answer the first question, how and why is the nuclear fusion energy near limitless? We are going to give a few arguments. First of all, the Chinese artificial sun's way of producing energy is very wealthy. Indeed, a small amount of matter is required to produce a huge amount of energy. For example, one glass of seawater could produce as much energy as a barrel of petrol, without any waste. Can you imagine that?
Yes, of course, I'm a specialist in this field. The thing is, it's not that simple. It's a complex topic. Today, the amount of energy used to make nuclear fusion happen is way more important than the energy produced. The inception of plasma cost a colossal quantity of energy because it's contained by a powerful magnet, which the principle of superconductivity that only can be achieved near the absolute zero. It's not yet available on near limitless way to produce energy. Nuclear fusion technology will be commercialized in 2050. So until then, it's not sustainable and worthwhile. Secondly, this sun requires tritium to make fusions, but tritium is one of the rarest materials on Earth. There is only 20 kilos in the world, and the most of it is used in nuclear heads. Moreover, it's very radioactive.
You're right, but the tritium can be substituted by helium-3. It's also very rare on Earth, but it can be found in great quantities on the Moon, and it could be mined. Moreover, there is enough helium-3 on the Moon to power nuclear fusion power plants for thousands of years.
Yeah, you're right. So now we can answer the quiz question, what matter is used for the nuclear fusion of the Chinese sun? For the Chinese nuclear sun, the scientists use water because it contains deuterium. They also use tritium, but it will be soon substituted by helium-3, once we start mining on the moon.
Now, let's enlighten you on the vocabulary we used. First, fusion is the nest of two light atoms into a heavier one, and it releases energy. The formula of equivalence E equals mc2 shows the link between loss of mass and production of energy. It has been discovered by Albert Einstein in 1905. Also, nuclear heads are missiles that use the nuclear fusion energy.
To conclude, from 2050, the scientists think that the Chinese sun will provide a sustainable energy. But until, it will cost a lot of money and energy and won't be worthwhile. The fusion requires different kinds of hydrogen, like deuterium and tritium, that can both be found in big amounts. The tritium can be mined on the moon. So, today, we cannot really say that the energy produced by the Chinese artificial sun is near limitless, but hopefully it will be the case very soon.
So, this is the end of this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and learned lots of new things.
Bye.
Bye.